So shit shows, the pressure to make the most of the final months of the year is absolutely real. If you woke up today thinking of all the things you should be doing, please stop shooting on yourself. You're doing the best that you can. And when the shoulds pile up for me, Calm is a tool that I reach for to release stress and find space to breathe even on my busiest days. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, and it's here to help you feel better with guided meditations, sleep meditations, grounding exercises like breath work, and expert-led talks. The Calm app puts the tools you need right in your pocket, so stress and anxiety relief is always within reach. So calm your mind and change your life. Calm has an exclusive offer just for listeners of our show. Get 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/adultchild. This is an amazing value. Go to calm.com/adultchild for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library, calm.com/adultchild, and tell Calm you heard about them from me. Shit. Welcome back to Shit Show Saturday, Shit Show Saturday, folks. So today you're going to get to hear from another one of the small groups that we have here on the Shit Show ship. So this is a small group that has, for the last 18 months, been going through the 12-step ACA yellow workbook, working the 12 steps together. They're only on step four. A year and a half and on step four, sometimes quickly, sometimes slowly. But they meet every Sunday. And this is just a group of people who have been able to really cultivate really intimate relationships with one another. And so I just wanted to talk to them about what their experience has been in being a part of this group, as well as their experience in working the ACA 12 steps. Now, I know of at least one other group on the ship that is going through the steps. And I'm always open to new groups forming if they want to work the steps. I'm always open to any small group opening on the ship. And I think that this is a great place to work the steps because it kind of serves as like a filtering process, right? Like my personality kind of filters in a certain type of person. Whereas if you're just like working them in, I don't know, in a, just any old ACA meeting you go to, you never know what you're going to get. You might get some fuddy-duddies. There's no damn fuddy-duddies on this ship. So you're kind of getting to work with people that you kind of have something additionally in common with, right? Like I think that there's something that we all have in common if you are a fan of my podcast, because remember, I'm an acquired taste. And as well as joining this shit show ship, I think shows that you are serious about your healing and recovery too. So yeah, hop aboard this ship. If you'd like to find some other people to work the steps with, there's always new groups forming. And damn the join already, okay? Damn the join. The holidays are here. Be amongst others that get what it's like to go through the holiday season when you come from a fucked up family. Thank you. Love you all. Well, I'm so glad that we could do this. I want to just talk about what your experience has been, but I have a feeling that knowing all of you guys, I think you guys are going to be able to carry this conversation well together. And I mostly just want to hear your interactions with each other. But I guess the one question that I did just want to start with is, prior to this, how many people have worked the 12 steps like before in another program? Like I know Lisa has, Teresa probably has. Is this how many people? No. So Chris, you never have. Laura, Deb, have you?
I've worked it through Al-Anon, but not.
Yeah, I just mean in any yep. program. Yep. Okay. Mm-hmm. So most of you have, a few of you hadn't ever. Well, I'm just curious, like going into it, how did you guys feel about it? Were you nervous to start it? How has it been compared to what your expectations were? Just whoever wants to share about what their experience has been like being a part of this.
I think my expectations going in were probably, I don't know, because I have no 12-step experience at all. So I guess I don't really know. I was just open to trying it. We started this group, I think like 3 months after I joined the community. So I was still just gung-ho, you know, and just wanted to try everything. I was probably at one of my lowest points when I joined the community. So I don't really know what my expectations were, but this is the place where I can really see my growth the most, where I can really be the most vulnerable and really examine my own behavior in a much more honest way. It's where I've learned not just to learn to trust other people, but to learn to trust myself to discern trustworthy people. There's just something very connected that this group has developed over time that has really helped me feel safe. It's helped me feel seen. It's helped me feel accepted. And all of that, you know, other people reflecting that back to me has gone a really long way into helping me accept myself and forgive myself and recognize that I'm not so different.
For those of you who have worked the steps, can you speak to how this has been different and maybe what you've got? What step are you guys currently on? One, four? Step four still? Okay. Like what your experience, what the experience has been like working the steps through ACA compared to your past experience in working it through a different program.
I could share a little bit about that.
Please.
So I was working the steps with my sponsor and it was just the two of us. And when I heard about this group starting, I was ecstatic. And I guess it was about, my sponsor had already been through the steps. It was the ACA steps. And I always felt like I was like a student, you know, and they were the teacher and they were going to teach me something. And this was the book. And I didn't have really anyone to bounce it off of except for the teacher. But it's like I wanted fellow students. And I get that here. Now I get to learn from everybody else to get a sense of how they navigate the steps, how they navigate the exercises. And I get to gauge kind of like how I respond to it all. Not against, but I guess with everybody else. So I found it a way better experience.
Thanks, Kelly. Does anyone else want to speak to that?
I'll just share on my experience in this step workbook, as opposed to going through steps in my other program, which, you know, one of the reasons I wanted to work the steps in ACA was because when I started doing this work, something that was missing, you know, when I compared, like I do, to my other AA and NA was the fact that I always felt that there was just so much compassion in this program and that I was going to have more compassion for myself. And what I noticed the most, and that's why I've, you know, as we progress and I'm looking forward to getting to like step 6 and 7, you know, I've spent a lot of time looking at myself and looking at what I've always called defects in such a way that I was trying to squash them, you know, find any way not to be who I was. And, you know, what I find here is that the defects are the coping mechanisms and, you know, they're the strategies that I used for my entire life to save my life, to stay alive. And I have more compassion for myself and for those parts of me that I looked at as such a negative before. I don't know if that makes sense. I am very the big difference is, I mean, like Kelly said, there's no hierarchy here. You know, we're fellow travelers, we're friends, we're people who share this, who are sharing this journey and doing this work. And I enjoy hearing feedback from other people. When other people share, we go through the book and when we're talking about, you know, when we're going through exercises and people are answering questions as a group, because I've never gone through the steps with a group in my other program. I went with I went through them with the sponsor. But the idea of going through them with the group has really helped me in so many ways, because as with anything else, I think that, you know, I learn more about myself when I'm hearing other people share. There are things I may hear someone say or share that I can identify with, I can relate with, that I never would have put together myself, or I never would have even identified it in myself. So yeah, so many advantages. It's been a really good experience.
Well, I just remembered I did start a 12-step group, an ACA 12-step group, I don't know, years ago, and it fell apart. You know, by like the fourth week, it had fallen apart, and there was tension behind the scenes, and there was someone that was trying, and I wasn't a part of it. It just fell apart in my world, you know. And I think there was the leader of the group that there was all group consciousness stuff, all sorts of conflicts, and it just fell apart with very quickly. You know, this group, I always joke that we're just going through this at lightning speed. We're on, you know, after 18 months, and I'm joking, but that's because there are times when someone's got something that they want to talk about. You know, you're with a group for this period of time, things are going to come up in people's lives. Not often, but often, I would say 20% of the time, we're just talking. We just have a group meeting because there was a check-in that led into, you know, like Lisa said, it led into organically into another topic, and we often don't talk about the book. But I think uniformly, I'm not going to speak for everyone else, but I've heard it from a lot. Like, this place feels really safe. You know, this place is, you know, and there's layers for me personally. Like, I was sharing, I'm doing the steps, but like, even in the past 90 days, it's gotten to a level where I feel safe. Like, I've never, like, I'm going to be sharing more deeply and getting into the work more. And I actually, you know, broke out the book today. I didn't know if we were going to have what we were doing tonight, but, you know, and like, so, you know, and, you know, there's turnover in other groups, you know what I mean? So this has been a solid, I don't know if you saw the post, but I think last Thursday's meeting, Andrew, there was 8 of our members on your Thursday night meeting. And that was just amazing. And I include Kate because she's one of our original members. And I just, you know, that's incredible. So I just, and being the only dude, you know, it's come up a couple of times, and I wanted it to come up a couple of times. And I hope it's, you know, I'm not saying we're all people, you know, I hope it's being navigated okay with all the gals. And, you know, I don't feel uncomfortable. I'm figuring out how to talk about things that are sensitive in an esoteric, in a way that I can convey it without having to use certain words and stuff. And so it's felt safe to me, you know. And why are you laughing?
Ladies man.
Oh yeah, but
I really like that it's not formal. Yeah, I think it was already mentioned. There's not, you know, we don't get stuck on, you know, principles and group consciousness. We show up and we get to be where we're at, and it's like family. I always think of like Cheers, where everybody knows your name. And I like that we go with the pace. Chris talked about it. Like, we don't, if somebody's going through something in their life, we just put everything on hold and just give that person the floor, and they feel supported.
Yeah, I definitely feel that way. I guess what I love about this is I'm being witnessed by many people, and the people that are witnessing, I've bore witness to them. And we spent so much time, like, or I can't speak for anyone else, but I spent so much time in that stance of like in feeling in need. So when I get to bear witness, I get to experience myself in a different way, where I can hold space for someone else. And it's a reminder that I too have strength in me, even when I don't feel like I do. So for me, that's priceless. And someone who spent so much time in my life when I was not doing this work, and I just isolated, and I didn't realize how lonely I actually felt. And I actually realized it from not only this group, but even, you know, the other groups, just how lonely I've been. But that realization has helped me open up more. So I find this group priceless.
I'm curious about y'all's experience with steps 2 and 3, and just with the whole higher power concept, and what people's experiences were with that. Like, did anybody have struggles with coming to terms with either of those steps? Were there any sort of spiritual awakenings or breakthroughs, or just what was your process as far as working those 2 steps? Anybody had any pivotal moments from that?
I can speak a little bit to that. When this work began, I had completely left religion and faith entirely as a part of my kind of upheaval of leaving things that were harming me. It was too closely tied into other trauma for me. And for a long time after that, I was extremely angry towards anything, anybody, just any mention of I'll pray for you or anything like that could set me off, just because I had a lot of untouched anger. And I've always been really open about that in this group. So yes, it was a little bit of a struggle for me at times, but I always knew that, you know, I could interpret that in whatever way I needed to. And what I've noticed, I'd say in the last month or so, is I've softened quite a bit in my, I don't feel any differently about it not being right for me, but I have softened so much more when other people share about their experiences with their faith. And again, I think going back to this group, because we've spent so much time and I feel like we've allowed ourselves to know one another pretty intimately, I find that certain people's faith is almost comforting to me when they say, you know, I'm adding you to my prayer list or something. I take comfort in that because I believe that person really takes it seriously. So it has definitely softened and allowed me more of that acceptance that just because that no longer works for me or at this stage in my life, I can't accept the kind of faith that I used to have. It's definitely changed my tolerance for staying in my lane and letting other people have what they need, basically. But it's grown to being more of an appreciation too. So I can see a real softening in myself in that area.
I'm just going to share that I was looking at my step work and I was going back at the answers to step two. I was just going through the workbook. And one of the things that stepped out to me that, you know, I don't even think about as much is I've always believed, you know, for a long time, I've had to believe that there's something, you know, bigger than me that's going to restore me to sanity. But I have more of a relationship with myself now. And I think that with the relationship to self comes a stronger relationship to, I guess, just an understanding of a stronger relationship to, if I want to call it like a higher power, to me, I would call it God. It's interesting. I listen to myself more than I ever did before. And I trust myself more than I ever did before. And I have to say that trust and willingness to listen to myself comes directly from a stronger relationship with a higher power, like more understanding that I'm in the care of. Yeah, because that was a big thing for me, like always doubting myself. And I, not that I never doubt myself, please, but, you know, just feeling more in tune with who I am has helped me to grow stronger in a relationship with God. And, you know, I never really had a problem with the God word. And that's just me personally.
Thanks, Lisa. So when I joined the group, they were just wrapping kind of like towards the end of step two. But I feel like what really helped me like settle in and feel comfortable was like kind of go, you know, a lot of the questions in step two are, you know, things that like I've thought to myself or like wondered, like if I'm the only one or like felt like some kind of a defect in me. But in hearing, you know, the diverse, but just, I don't know, like, I guess like the diverse responses back to like, you know, how other people had interpreted them. That was kind of my first time, like really like being able to look at these things and being like, oh, wait, this isn't just me. And then hearing others like answer so like openly and honestly, like I feel like I just like really quickly settled into like, oh, this is like a really safe space. And, you know, kind of quickly into step three, you know, there's the discussion about like the Getcha God. And that's something that like just is a part of my experience of just viewed have a really, I don't know, I have just like an interesting relationship with the faith that I grew up in, but I kind of viewed this like higher power as this like damning kind of you know, God. And, you know, it never felt safe to me. But I think in just the discussion of like how we sort of each of us interprets higher power or God, like, you know, for me, like higher power feels like a better fit, but I don't know, it all just comes together in this like really beautiful, cohesive way, even though we're all kind of in different parts or in different understandings Where I feel like even though we all don't align with the same views, there's like space for each and every one of our interpretations, is maybe how I want to say it. But yeah, a lot of step two that I was here for was just very eye-opening of like, oh my God, like I'm not alone in this. And these are things that nobody in my family would ever like talk about. So it was like kind of the first time of actually getting to even explore these topics. So that has been really helpful.
I was just going to say, I think for me, you know, I was raised cradle Catholic. So for me, that whole concept of God is very specific in interpretation for me. And I think going into any of the 12-step programs, whether it's this one or any other one, that was something for me to kind of adjust my thinking to, that there's a higher power and accepting that that's an acceptable term or way to look at things. And I actually am very appreciative of that now, because it's given me kind of a whole different way of looking at things and appreciating the way that people do interpret that now. And I think for me, step three, where, you know, it specifically says, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood God, and the whole let it go and let God, that was a concept for me that was really difficult, because I think for me, it was always about having to control the narrative, control what was happening around me. I'm extremely codependent. So for me, that was how I fed that, you know, always making sure I had everybody taken care of and everything was done, and kind of having a plan in place. And so that whole concept of letting go, letting God, that was really tough for me to do that. But even saying that in this very moment, it's like, that's just an instant relief to be able to feel that and say, I don't have to pretend to have control over things. I don't have to, you know, pretend that I can predict or have control over where things are going to go or what people do. I could only control my reaction to that. And so for me, step three was that, well, working through both step two and three were really good, but I think step three is where it kind of all came together for me. And I really did appreciate that. So thanks.
I'll put something out there really quickly. Step three was really hard for me, and it still is, in the sense that I feel like I often have to turn my will over like again and again and again. But in step three, I also learned that that's okay. So yeah, that's a hard step for me, but there's probably a reason why, and that's it. Yeah.
I think I think what the group did for me around that step was really help me understand the concept, you know, like made me analyze higher power and all that, because Ian asked me how I felt about God and all that stuff. And I was quickly able to respond with my feelings. And I conveyed to him that it was a beautiful feeling to know that there's something greater than me out there. It put less pressure on me to live, like control my own life, if there was a higher power. And that concept wouldn't have existed without us doing that step and ACA. So it was really nice to have it kind of come full circle in the conversation with a 25-year-old young man asking the same questions about God, you know? Yeah, I don't think I would have had, you know, I think I always got caught up in religion, and I'm personally, like, I don't deal well with religion anymore. So it was hard to tease out God and higher power from religion. And I think this group helped me to do that. And now I've got a very clear definition of what a higher power is to me, you know. And then what it does personally to me is just let somebody else drive that bus, you know. I've been driving it off the cliff for 59 fucking years, you know, so let someone else take the wheel is a really comforting feeling for me that I'm not in control, and I get speeding tickets.
All right, Shisha. So I have been talking to you about Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth, the supplement that helps women maintain optimal hormonal levels, with over 50,000 glowing reviews from women worldwide, with 98% of them saying they would recommend it to somebody else. Now you can take those results even further by pairing it with their probiotic collagen protein, which helps restore gut lining integrity, promoting overall hormonal balance. It helps to relieve occasional bloating and gas, reduce sugar cravings, routines. It helps you feel satisfied longer, boost your energy. It helps to relieve occasional gas and bloating, reduce sugar cravings, keeps you feeling satisfied longer, boost your energy, and helps you stabilize those damn mood swings. And because your gut directly affects your hormones, improving gut health can amplify your hormone harmony results so you can feel like yourself again. And so I struggle with brain fog. I'm sure many of y'all can relate. And since I've been taking the prebiotic collagen protein, I've noticed a big difference there, as well as just a lift in my overall energy levels. Happy Mammoth is dedicated to making women's lives easier, and that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromises when it comes to quality, and it shows, folks. So right now, you can try prebiotic collagen protein and Hormone Harmony risk-free and get 15% off your entire first order today with code ADULTCHILD at checkout. That is happymammoth.com. Use code ADULTCHILD to get 15% off today. All right, Chichos, did you know that scientists now openly say that your gut is the cornerstone of your health? And it's not just about digestion, okay? The gut literally affects everything from your energy levels to mood to weight management and even your longevity. However, an imbalanced microbiome can sneakily sabotage you with constant bloating, sluggish energy, and those stubborn extra pounds that you just can't lose no matter what. But here's the kicker. Fixing your gut bacteria isn't rocket science. It is the game changer for reclaiming your vibe and living your best damn life. And that is where Bioma steps in, delivering powerhouse supplements like their flagship probiotics for killer digestion and weight control, the Feminine Health Symbiotic to keep things balanced down there, and menopause support to crush hot flashes and mood swings. Their science-backed trio of prebiotics, probiotics, and postbiotics work like a gut reset button, all in vegan, tasteless capsules with a no BS 14-day money-back guarantee, so you can try it risk-free, okay? So go to gobioma.com/adultchild today for an extra 15% off your order. That is gobioma.com/adultchild and get an extra 15% off. All right, Chichos, did you know that iron deficiency is one of the most common nutritional gaps? It affects 1 in 3 adults, and especially women. It often shows up as fatigue, brain fog, weakness, brittle nails. But the problem is that most people don't realize that low iron may be the cause of these issues. That's why I'm here to tell you about Siderol from Pharma Nutra. This is a premium iron supplement powered by patented sucrosomial technology, which helps your body absorb 3 to 4 times more iron while also avoiding the common side effects of traditional iron supplements like nausea, constipation, and all that fun stuff. It is clinically proven to be comparable to IV iron and is formulated with just 2 ingredients, iron and vitamin C. It's vegan, allergen-free, gluten-free. You can take it anytime, anywhere. So if you are that 1 out of 3 with an iron deficiency, head to pharmanutra-us.com and use code ADULTCHILD for 10% off your first order. That is pharmanutra-us.com, promo code ADULTCHILD for 10% off today.
So I'm not sure where you guys are in step 4, but there's kind of a balance of exercises that are looking at what we endured, you know, like what we were subjected to, and then also looking at our own behaviors as well. So I'm not quite sure which lists and inventories that you've done, but I'm just curious, what has that experience been like? Like what has been more difficult to face, you know, what you experienced as a kid, or has it been difficult to look at one's own behavior and the way that that's manifested? And it's a heavy step. And I think that's what's so beautiful about this step compared to working it in another program where it's just really all about you and you have a part in everything. And so
I think that distinction is probably one of the biggest milestones that I am aware of, is learning that the work is about exploring what happened to me as a child. It's about understanding that I endured abuse, that I experienced trauma, and that I learned a lot of really unhealthy things. And that's a huge part of it. But the other part is understanding that I have to take responsibility for the unhealthy things that I learned and the way that I continued to act out those things into adulthood. And so I agree. That's where this step has been really difficult, because we've addressed really awful things that have happened to us. And we have addressed some of the awful things we have done, you know, along the journey. And I think that's a really big eye-opening thing for me, is being able to look at my part without beating the shit out of myself every single time. It's just being able to see, like, oh, yeah, I did that because I experienced A, B, C, or D, whatever. It's the awareness. Yeah, it comes back to the awareness and the acceptance. And this step has had a lot of impact on that for me, for sure.
I think step four for me, that was like a huge, it felt like it was just almost overwhelming to start, because of all of the different worksheets and exercises and the, you know, the inventories that you're basically taking. And, you know, I just was kind of flipping back through some of the ones that we did. And I know, you know, taking the inventory of our laundry list and the different ones that, you know, apply to us. And the other one was the stored anger, the resentment worksheet. I struggle a lot with that. I really struggle, because I think I'm getting better, but I've had a lot of anger in the past towards the different adults in my life that I feel like didn't offer the protection that I should have had as a child. And I've had to really make a lot of effort to work through that. And it absolutely 100% has affected relationships in my life because of it. It affects the relationships with my kids and with, you know, with partners and friends. And, you know, I have a lot of trust issues because of it. So, you know, there's so many things that I look back to that I've had to kind of work through because of those, you know, those angers that I have. And that's a tough one. That was really, some of those steps were really tough. I was really grateful there were some gentleness breaks in some of those, because that helped to kind of, you know, take that deep breath and say, okay, I can jump back in again and keep going. I think the talking about abandonment and the way we felt abandoned in our lives and how that in turn caused us to be in relationships with other people, I found I really was able to work through a lot of that and to see even some things that I didn't see before about some things that happened in my childhood. And I was able to say, oh, that really was a parent abandoning me, you know, or something like that, where I didn't see it that same way before we had those conversations and before we had those meetings over those topics. So that was really helpful to me to kind of work through some of those things that I think were kind of buried down inside and I didn't even realize they were having effect on me, but they really were. And that was really helpful to go through all of that. You asked kind of where we were at in step four, and we kind of just got through some of the tough stuff on the CSA conversations. And so that was a tough meeting, but at the same time, it was like such a kind of a calming meeting at the same time. I don't know. Again, I don't want to speak for the whole group either, but to me, it felt like even though there was a handful of us in the group that have been affected by that, everybody could relate to that conversation. And whether it was something specifically that happened to them or not, they were able to look back and say, well, wait, this did happen in my life. And yeah, that does fit that description. And that, to me, it just felt like it was very cathartic, I think, that whole meeting. And we did kind of walk away on a heavier note, but I think we tried to kind of, you know, make it a little bit lighter towards the end. But those kind of conversations, you know, like Chris had said at the beginning, to have those kind of conversations in a group of people that you really trust is huge. And it is kind of like having a small family and a small group that we can go to and say, hey guys, this is what I'm dealing with. This is what I'm struggling with. And having these conversations through some of these exercises and these, you know, these checklists and everything, it's been really good.
Doing this work and this step was the first time that I actually, two things I can think of that are different. You know, I'm going back to comparing it to step work before. I would never admit that I had been a victim. I minimized abuse. I minimized abandonment. I minimized trauma, thinking that you know, I wasn't deserving of even talking about things that happened to me because people had it so much worse. And in doing this work with this group and just this, you know, this community as a whole, you know, I realized that, you know, I can be a victim and I can be healing. The victim mentality, that was such a dirty word to me. And I was victimized, you know, and we get to recover and we get to, you know, we get better, but it doesn't take away what happened. What happened still happened. Something else for me that I never experienced before that I've allowed myself to experience doing this work is anger. I did not think I was allowed to be angry. I don't want to badmouth. I will say, however, that I was told for a long time that, you know, a resentment or anger was going to cause me to, I was going to drink.
A dubious luxury?
Yeah. Like, I'm going to drink if I'm angry. You know, so I used gratitude as a, I used gratitude as a way of hiding. If I would feel a feeling, instead of feeling the feeling, I would go to, well, okay, I feel this feeling, this is happening. However, I have this, so I shouldn't feel that. And, you know, I did that for so long. And in here, I've given myself permission to feel the feelings. Just feel the feelings. It's okay. I'm allowed to feel whatever I feel. There's no right, there's no wrong. It's how I feel. And I'm not going to heal unless I allow myself to be honest and angry and sad and disappointed and all the feelings that I've kept stuffed down for so long, and even stuffed them when I was, you know, I stopped drinking. And then I used, like I said, I used my other program, I used gratitude, I used anything I could find to keep myself from feeling. So, you know, this, and I, you know, I was thinking about, like, what I think about this often, not all the time, but I think about it enough. You know, why does it take so, why are we taking so long to go through these steps? Well, we're taking so long to go through these steps because this is really hard work. It's so intense. And when I think about how I did the steps before with my sponsor, like going through my fourth step in like two or three meetings, how could I even have? I didn't even touch the surface of what was really happening. And in here, and I know I'm not here as much as I used to be, you know, and I'm, you know, whatever, like I haven't been coming to the meetings regularly like I was in the beginning, but I can say that, you know, getting down to the nitty gritty, like peeling, we talk about like peeling away the layers of the onion, you know, that's the only way, it's the only way it's going to, it's really the only way that it's going to, that it works, you know, it's the only way to heal. And yeah, it's not easy, you know, it's not easy. It can be really painful. But again, as a group, listening to other people share, and, you know, I just think again of like that victim, that word victim, and just admitting that these things did happen to me and it's okay to say them out loud. It's okay to talk about it. And I don't have to pretend it didn't happen.
Thanks, Lisa. I'm curious if anyone, and you don't have to speak to like specifically what, but just if you've had this experience of something that you were really nervous or hesitant to share with the group, and just like how that was received or how you felt afterwards.
I can speak to that. Yeah, I think that when it gets to those deeper pieces of shame, there are several things that really need to be in place before you feel like you can place it. The container has to be pretty strong. And what did we say? It was a year and a half, the same people. It's like a mini parent in a way. These are people who are consistent, compassionate, calm. They have the same experiences at least the hive does, you know, that hive mind. Somewhere in there, somebody has worked out at least one piece or two pieces of what we may be carrying as shame. And when it lands on the shoulders of a whole bunch of people who can kind of carry it. And so taking it off your own shoulders and giving it to everybody else, when you know they're all coming back next week and the following week and the following week. And if I really needed it, I could actually get in touch with them 24/7 and say, hey, I'm losing it. This was too much. This was hard. It's something that, like, not even a therapist can do, because a therapist can, I think, but that's just one-on-one. But when you have like a whole group kind of holding you up, that does give a tremendous amount of strength that one other person can't necessarily do.
I think there's an element of all the small groups and why I enjoy them so much, but being able to take the individual time that you need without worrying. Well, I won't say that without worrying, because I think we all worry that we're taking up too much time, but that's just old habitual behavior. But think of all the healing spaces that we go to. You always need more time with your therapist. You know, your 50 minutes is never enough. You always need more time with your physician, you know, but they're just rushing you through like cattle through a chute. So I think the beauty of these small spaces, and this one in particular, because of the consistency and the depth in the subject matter, it's having that time and as so many other people have said, allowing, if we need to set aside what we had scheduled for the night and just allow people to have the space and to feel held, we can do that. And I think that is such a gift that we have, that we give to one another and that we allow ourselves to take at times, is to take the space that we need. I think that's a big lesson for me to learn, that I deserve to take up space, you know, when I need support. Yeah.
And just to kind of piggyback off of that, there have been two or three like really big things that I have shared with the group, things from the past, but also like a present thing. And when I've opened up and shared those really hard things, just like the power of the space that the group was like able to hold for me was like just so incredible. And, you know, for some of the past things, you know, this was maybe like outside of a therapist and like my closest friend, like this is the third safe space that I went to, and to have it received in just such a compassionate way. And, you know, like to also hear, you know, others like relatable experiences or just like, you know, just messages of like compassion and support. Like I feel like it went really far to kind of like rewire my brain and teach me like there are safe spaces that these really hard things can be talked about. And with each kind of big share and all the little shares in between, you know, like I really look forward to coming here every single Sunday night. And, you know, whether I'm needing space held for me or someone else is needing space held for them, it just like feels so fulfilling to be a part of this group. And I think that's what makes it so, I guess, like productive. You know, for me, like I'm not a person who does well with rushing, so this is like a very good fit. But I guess I can kind of liken it to when you first start out with a new therapist, a lot of times they want to just run through the whole list of stuff. And that can be a really traumatizing experience on its own. And I don't know that I would have been able, I don't know that I would have gotten so much out of this experience if we were kind of going through it in a similarly quick fashion. Like, I think what helps everything really stick and solidify is we have the time and the like openness in our group to like just digest what feels right for us. And we bring in topics that we've talked about in the other adult child groups and things that come up in our lives. And it's just like, I don't know, just maybe the best way I can describe it is it's like really just complete, almost way of process. Not complete is the right word, but it really just kind of encapsulates a lot of different things in a really wonderful way.
Something that I was thinking about too is that right before I joined this group, my local hospital was, you know, sort of trying to showcase mental health and saying like, you are not alone. And I kept hearing those ads and I thought, I know I'm not alone. I just haven't found my people. I haven't found, you know, I've been to all these different therapists and they've been great, but it's not the same as talking to someone who's sharing their experiences too, because when you know someone is talking to you honestly about something they're struggling with, it's different than talking to a therapist. Obviously, therapy is worthwhile and they can help you figure out ways to differently think about things. But I just keep remembering when I hear those ads, you're not alone. And I thought, I'm not alone. I just haven't found my people yet. And this group has made me realize my people are there. And this has been a really amazing experience for me because I hadn't done any 12-step work before this. I have struggled with alcohol, and my mother and brother have both been in inpatient programs. And I just always felt like AA was so, it put all the responsibility on me. When I found ACA, I just thought, oh, this makes sense. Okay, yes, I've made these poor decisions, but there's a reason for them. It's not a totally selfish, like, oh, I'm just gonna drink myself into oblivion all the time because I'm just having a great time. Well, that's not really the case most of the time. And I don't know, I think working through the steps with other people has been really helpful to me to kind of keep me on track and make sure I'm following through, because I, you know, sometimes don't want to do the hard stuff. But if I know that other people are doing it too, and we're meeting and we're going to talk about it, that'll help keep me on track. So I have really appreciated this group for that reason. So,
yeah, you know, I'll be honest. When I first heard of the concept of like fellow travelers, I thought it was so stupid. And I really just felt it was like people weren't willing to make the commitment to like be a sponsor. So it's like this like half-ass attempt of like fellow traveler. But, you know, I think that the way that it's really spoken about in the Big Red Book has more to do with the whole authority figure thing and that being kind of the main reason for it. But like I have said many times, like the realizations that one can have about themselves by hearing other people that are peers, those are realizations that you might not be able to have by having a therapist point it out to you, you know, but hearing somebody else share that, it comes in a lot softer and gentler. And there's not the feelings of like, I'm the only one that does this, you know, like there's an ability to see that this is like a universal experience. So from that perspective, I really see so much more of a benefit of working these steps as a group, as opposed to with a sponsor. I think that you're getting vastly more out of the experience than you would be if you were just working it with a sponsor. And also, I just want to point out that you guys are technically doing 4 and 5 at the same time, right? Like, because 5 is sharing it, so you're not still on step 4, you're on steps 4 and 5. Does anyone else want to speak to anything about being a part of this group or the steps that they've didn't feel like they had an opportunity to express?
I'll just say that when I mentioned earlier that I spent a lot of time feeling lonely in my life, much of that was self-imposed, right? So for me to be able to come to this time and place and sit with 7 other people and whatever comes out of my mouth, it comes out of my mouth, and I'm not going to, although I'm scared, I'm not so scared that I'm not going to speak. And I didn't know I needed that. I didn't know how bad, I still don't fully realize how much I need this, you know, to to be seen and to be heard in a way where, you know, the most compelling moments for me are the ones where I share something and there's silence. And it's not silence because everyone's like flabbergasted and abhorrent. It's more about just, for me, you're just holding space. And I'm my most vulnerable in those moments. And I get to experience that it's okay. And I can only experience that through the eyes of other people, you know? So I flip and love that. Mm. And I love this group.
Just what Kelly reminded me of something that Heidi Phoebe or whatever her name is, you know, really provided nuances of the avoidant, you know, and one of those is truly being close and truly allowing people in. And I mean, I think for me, this work is going to get deeper and deeper. Like some aspects of my avoidant, a lot, you know, I showed up, I was committed, but I just answered the questions, you know, and now I feel like intimacy like it's an invitation to go deeper. I don't know. And I lost my train of thought, but yeah, that was that. Yeah. Anyway, I'm done.
Well, I'm so happy that you guys have this. It's lifelong connections.
We joke all the time. Chris was like, okay, so in 2027, when we finish the steps.
That's what I was just about to say. I'm be like, so we'll follow up with you guys in late 2028.
2035.
We'll be on step 8, folks.
We're going to move on to
a checkup in 2 years when they're on step 7.
They put me in a home.
Chin masks. People are going to start dying off before you.
I remember when she died back then.
We'll all come with hearing aids.
Remember when she died on step 7?
I didn't need to make any amends. What you're holding on to? Just let it all go. What's making you slow now? Just let it all go.
When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary. With Minky Couture, luxury you can feel. Visit minkycouture.com to get started.